Okay, Jarmo Mackenbach, his next talk is Chaos Seed, Verifying Online Identity with Cryptography. Welcome, him.
All right. Is this working? All right, awesome. Thank you all for coming. I'm Jarmo Mackenbach, and I would like to give you a little non-technical introduction to my project called KioXide, which is all about verifying online identity with cryptography. And to start us off, I would actually like to review very quickly like how traditional passports work. You walk around with your little passport, and you give it to the person who needs to verify it. They will do their little verification with a computer. And then, of course, after that, you can do whatever you came to do with your passport. What I would like to briefly touch on is this third step, where a passport needs to be verified by contacting the government that issued it. In and of itself, the passport doesn't do that much. It's just a piece of paper with maybe a little picture to identify the person, but not that much more. And in fact, even if you do verify with the government, you know, it checks the validity of the document. Is it still valid? But it doesn't actually link it to the person, again, except for maybe the picture, but still. The online world, of course, is becoming more and more part of our lives. So how would identity work on the internet, online? So for me, of course, I would like to have it secure. And with that, I actually mean verifiable, so that I can present my online passport and prove to people that it's me, and that not someone else is trying to claim that they're me or anything like that. I would like it to be anonymous. We don't actually need this online identity to be the same as our real life identity. In fact, I would go even further than that. Online, we can be multiple persons. We can, be a certain person that works in a certain domain. We can be a person with a certain hobby. And all these personas, they don't need to match, a real identity. And they should have their own identities that need to be maintained and be cared for and be presented separately as identities. I would like it to be self-sovereign. So people should be able to make their own passport. They should be able to create it, update it, delete it, distribute it, or keep it private, as much as as they would like to, as they see fit. And of course, I would like to see it decentralized. There shouldn't be any gatekeepers. It shouldn't run through a single big instances. It should just be, if you verify someone's identity, you need to be able to do it yourself on the spot, without having to trust another entity in the middle as much as possible, because, and if you combine all this, I think it should represent what you do on the internet, online, and not just like the traditional passport where you were born, mostly. So let's envision a little scenario. Again, I said that this would be non-technical, so, So we start off with Alice, and if there's Alice, then of course there's Bob. And they've spoken to each other for years now with, let's say,